This is Earth and Sky. Ivory-billed woodpeckers were once the largest woodpeckers of North America.
For years, they were thought to be extinct, but spurred on by a reported sighting, a research expedition earlier this year went deep into the Pearl River bottomlands of southern Louisiana. John Fitzpatrick, director of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology in Ithaca, led the team hoping to record sounds of ivory bills.
The two basic kinds of sounds that woodpeckers make are vocal sounds and drumming sounds. And the vocal sounds that the ivory bill made were very distinctive. They were high-pitched nasal sounds that were described by those who heard them as sounding like coming out of a tin horn, sort of a eek, eek, eek. Unlike any other bird, really. And the drumming sounds that woodpeckers make are very much their far-reaching territorial displays. Ivory bills in particular were notorious for picking very resonant, hollow parts of dead trees and doing a very distinctive double drum, a tutum.
The recent expedition didn't confirm the presence of ivory bills, and those haunting sounds, recorded in 1935, are the last ones known to exist. Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, supporting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.